Steve, did you have time to watch the World Series?
I saw a couple of the games on TV. I saw part of that 18-inning game and then watched Game 4 with Peter Sagal of NPR's Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. He was much less insufferable than Red Sox fans are reputed to be.
I'm sure he'll be happy to hear that. Yes. Game 4 was when the Dodgers took a lead and it looked like they were on their way to tying the series.
Totally, and instead the Sox came back, they won that game, and then they walked away last night having ended the series in 5 games.
Yeah, and Sox fans are very happy celebrating in Boston. Those fans included Joe Silvera.
You know, I wish they could have finished at home. I do. This city would have been insane. But we got the parade coming up this week. I'm just ecstatic right now. I'm ecstatic. This city is insane. I love this city. Boney Rays, baby. Boney Rays.
Wow. Yeah, Red Sox pitcher David Price. I mean, he allowed just one run. Sox won game 5, 5-1.
First baseman Steve Pierce led the offense and raised the MVP trophy. He hit a 2-run homer in the first inning last night and then a solo homer in the 8th.
Best feeling of my life. You know, this is what you grown up wishing that you could be a part of something like this, and with that special group of guys out there to celebrate with them, that was awesome.
For Dodgers fans here in LA, for the second year in a row, it was just so close.